The gospel reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 23 to 25. Jesus heals the sick. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. This is the word of the Lord.
As you might expect, as a doctor, I do have a bit of an interest in health and healing. And it's not necessarily the same thing, but they go together. So the purpose of this talk is just to have a quick overview about what types of healing we can experience. And they're not mutually exclusive. It's not that everything fits neatly into one category. The most obvious thing and the most tangible and the thing we see most often is physical healing. You know, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the blind see. And if you think of healing, it's what most people think of. But there's more to healing than that. Psychological healing, healing of the mind. A lot of physical illnesses have a psychological component. Now, please don't think I'm stood here saying that all illness is in the mind. It is definitely not. And as a doctor, I know that better than most. But often there are factors in people's lives or in what happens that influence how their physical body is, how we perceive physical illness and disease, but also affects how we might respond. And then there are the diseases primarily of the mind, the mental illnesses from depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, dementia, all have a profound effect on how we see things, how we behave. Healing might not be a cure of any of those illnesses, but it might be a relief of symptoms. And allied to this, of course, there's the addictions. Things like drugs, alcohol, gambling. And this is where healing comes in, can offer release from the hold they have on people. And then this spiritual healing. We know that sin can cause sickness because it can eat away, affect our ability to function, whether it's our own sin or something that's been our sin against us, especially if we haven't said sorry to God or to sometimes other people. Jesus thought this was important. He said to the paralyzed man, get up and walk, you know, walk, but only after saying your sins are forgiven. And sin can prevent our body from healing itself or place resistance and barriers. And we can think, well, actually, why would God heal me? I'm not worth it. Yes, you are. You are worth it to God. And although sin can cause sickness, I am not saying that all sickness is caused by sin, as some people might want you to believe. Sin can influence things, but it's not always the cause. But more than that, this healing of relationships. No relationship is perfect. They all get broken. Not only our relationships with each other, but with God as well. Sometimes in relationships with other people, we have to agree to disagree or move on and let things go. And forgive, even if that we can't say sorry directly to that person, or they're not there to enable us to forgive them. Susan Salt, who is another reader and director of Trinity Hospice in Blackpool, says that when they pray for people in the hospice, they're praying often not for physical healing, because the people in there have a terminal illness, but praying for healing of relationships, healing of the mind. And it's about restoration. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. You just thought, well, that's it, that's that relationship gone. But after Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus restored Peter. That relationship was healed. And it's about restoring people, not just spiritual, mental, physical healing, but people valued for who they are. Not perfect, but accepted, healed and restored. Like the woman with the issue of blood. Not only did Jesus heal her when she touched his cloak, but said to her, "Here you are, you're healed. Accept, come back into society." Healing's a mystery, and Tom's going to say a bit more about this. Sometimes we have to accept that on this earth we are not going to be fully healed. And when we pray for healing, sometimes we're not healed in the way we expect. But God loves us as we are, because we're made in his image. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And because sometimes it's hard to love ourselves, to accept ourselves for who we are, human beings with all the flaws. But that means being vulnerable, to admit we actually all need healing in some shape or form. Different times, different ways. Illness, past hurts, unresolved issues. But the thing is, we all can be healed. Possibly not how we expect. Might not even be visible in the outward appearance. But we all need healing. Jesus was the supreme example of a healer. He healed others. Knew what it was, how it felt, to experience pain and loss of loved ones. Suffered on the cross. Physical pain, mental anguish. But God raised him from the dead with a new body, still recognisable and still bearing the scars. And which brings us on to this picture. This is a picture, and it's a Japanese art. And if there's any people who speak fluent Japanese here, my apologies. And I think it's called Kintsugi. But what it is, it takes pottery that has been cracked in the kiln and during manufacture. And rather than destroy it, because what's use is a cracked pot, it enhances the cracks with gold. Makes it beautiful in spite of the scars. A cracked, flawed pot made beautiful because of love and care. And that's how God sees us. And that's why God wants to bring healing. Not to say the past, well, that doesn't matter, but to say you might be flawed. You might have had problems. You're not perfect, but you're still loved by me.